I'm speaking today with Audit Manager Stuart Nugent, who worked on Audit Scotland's latest overview on the college sector in Scotland. The audit has examined how substantial reforms are affecting college finances, governance, staff and students. Stuart, can you talk me through the key findings of the latest audit?
Scotland's college sector has experienced a lot of change in the past 4 years, including mergers, regionalisation, reclassification and Scottish Government policy ambitions designed to boost employment and widen access to education for those living in more deprived areas of Scotland. The sector is still adjusting to these substantial changes but has managed to remain financially stable and continue to exceed its learning targets set by the Scottish Funding Council. That being said, Audit Scotland has identified several issues that are still outstanding and need to be addressed if the full effects of government reforms are to be understood and addressed by the sector.
So what are the issues that Audit Scotland has identified?
Well, we've highlighted that the Scottish Government and the Scottish Funding Council have still not set out how they will measure and report the benefits of the reforms introduced in the last 4 years, a point which we recommended last year. The Scottish Government set out what the intended benefits of reforms were, such as reducing duplication and better outcomes for learners. However, there's no way to know whether those are being delivered without a clear plan to measure and report the progress made since the reforms were introduced. We've again recommended that the Scottish Government and the Scottish Funding Council address this outstanding issue. They should also look at publishing information on the costs and savings achieved through merging colleges. This should include all factors such as costs of harmonising terms and conditions.
And can you tell me a little bit more about the finances of the college sector?
As I've mentioned, the overall financial health of the sector is relatively stable. Since we last reported in 2015, colleges have been adjusting to their reclassification as public bodies, which created more work for them but enhanced accountability for how the sector spends public money. However, the sector's financial performance has deteriorated and we identified four colleges with underlying financial challenges. There are also further challenges underway that will test colleges' ability to manage their finances, such as the new funding model being introduced by the Scottish Funding Council, national collective bargaining to harmonise staff terms and conditions, and the need to maintain their properties and estates. Preparing long-term financial plans would help colleges to address these pressures, but we've yet to see colleges taking this approach.
The report also looks at changes in student participation in colleges. Can you tell me a little bit more about these?
Yes, there have been noticeable changes to student participation in recent years. These are in part due to a shift in government policy from 2009, which focused funding on courses most likely to lead to employment. This led to less funding for courses that did not lead to a recognised qualification or were less than 10 hours in duration. So, for example, student numbers overall have decreased. While full-time learning has increased, there has been a steep decline in part-time learning. In terms of full-time equivalent, the numbers have remained broadly static over this period. There's also been a 14% increase in under 25s on full-time courses in the last 8 years. The biggest reductions have been amongst women and people aged over 25. The gender balance in the student population is now almost equal overall, but there are significant differences between subjects. We've highlighted that information about leaver information at national, regional and college levels would help to build a fuller picture of what outcomes are being delivered from these changes in the student population.
How have staff and students been affected by the recent reforms?
The majority of students who left in 2013-14 went on to a positive destination and almost 90% were satisfied with their college experience in 2015. Attainment steadily increased between 2009-10 and 2013-14, but then experienced a decrease in 2014-15. Student retention also fell after a period of increase. The sector has attributed this in part to widening access to colleges and the major changes it has dealt with in recent years. Staff feedback on the mergers is mixed. Some staff who gave their views felt the mergers had improved working where strong leadership was in place, whilst others did not feel that they had delivered any benefits. Staff numbers have decreased by 9% from 2011-12 to 2013-14, although there was a 5% rise in 2014-15. Despite significant changes in the sector, colleges do not prepare organisation-wide workforce plans in line with our good practice guide.
And what else does Audit Scotland want to see happen next in the college sector?
While colleges have continued to deliver learning and manage their finances, managing the ongoing impact of reform alongside further change and future financial pressures will be a complex and demanding task for them. We've made a number of recommendations to help support the Scottish Government, the Scottish Funding Council and colleges to make improvements and prepare for the challenges ahead. As well as the recommendations I've already touched on, the Scottish Government, Scottish Funding Council and colleges need to work together to improve their understanding of the demand for college courses across the country and create long-term plans for how they will commit finances and staff to meet future need.
Stuart, thank you. And the report is available to download on our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.